Welcome to Swala Nyeti, the law podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions of the day. Swala Nyeti is sponsored by the law firm of Kigwata & Company Advocates and is intended for educational purposes only.
This is episode 3 of Swala Nyeti. Welcome back, Gashao.
Hey, thank you, Wakili. How have you been?
I've been very well, and yourself?
Very, very fine. Happy to answer another legal question from Mwangi.
Excellent. So what does Mwangi ask today?
He says, "Dear Swala Nyeti, our dad died recently after years of liver disease. He was a rich man with a lot of property and cash in his name. However, he did not leave a will, and now we want to get letters of administration for him. He was survived by his wife, our mother, 2 sons and 4 daughters. We are worried now because my father had a mistress who he had been spending the weekends with. The woman has 2 children, one who is 6 and the other who is 2 years old. The older child is of mixed race, but the younger one bears some resemblance to our late dad. We know this because of pictures we have seen, but our dad never introduced her and has tried to keep her a secret all this time. She has now threatened to stop the burial unless she is given some of his property. My question therefore is, can my late father's mistress inherit his property?"
So it sounds like Mwangi's dad had a mistress who might have had his children, and he spent some time with her. And the question now Mwangi wants to know is whether she's entitled to inherit his property.
That's correct. And I knew we would have to answer such a question at some point. It's all too common now. It's almost like as soon as a man who had some money dies, secret wives, mistresses, and children appear from the woodwork. But for me, if someone is to inherit, they should either have a marriage certificate or a DNA proven child. Anyone else is a busybody. And kindly tell us, what is a letter of administration?
All right, well, strongly held views. So let me start with the question on letters of administration. What happens when someone dies without a will? Before you can distribute any of their property, you need to go to court and receive a legal document, which is what is called the letter of administration.
Okay.
Now let's go into now your strongly held views. And the thing is, there is a nexus between your opinion and the law. What you acknowledge and what the law acknowledges is that wives and children have a right to inherit from the deceased who dies without a will. So to answer Mwangi's question, we will need to determine whether or not this mistress is a wife and whether these children are his children. And when it comes to succession law in Kenya, who is a wife and who is a child is a bit different from how we define this in other areas of the law. For example, in marriage law, we will count as wives those who are married with a certificate, those who are married under customary law, and those who have had a long cohabitation so that they appear to the outside world as man and wife. But in succession law, in addition to these I have stated, we also include as a wife ex-wives who have not remarried and women who are married under polygamous marriage, even if the other wife is married in church or at the AG. So if the supposed mistress meets any of these criteria, then she can be a wife for the purpose of succession. And my thinking is the criteria the alleged mistress would most likely claim under would be a marriage by long cohabitation, that she was a cohabitee. And the thing is, the period of cohabitation is not fixed in law. All that there needs to be is that the two of them would have acquired a reputation as man and wife. Of course, this kind of marriage can be challenged if you can show evidence that contradicts this presumption of man and wife. So what if the mistress cannot prove that she's a wife under this criteria? What if she can only prove that the children are his children? Once more, to determine the answer, we have to look at what the law of succession says about who constitutes a child. And the law recognizes a child can be the biological child, even those who are still in the womb, but it also recognizes that any child who the deceased accepted as his own or who he had assumed personal responsibility for is a child for the purpose of succession. So even where this mistress cannot prove that she's a wife, it would be possible for her to inherit through any child who is proved to be a child of the deceased, as I've spoken about earlier.
Okay. I can understand the rationale of children. What is completely unfair is that a woman who was having an affair can inherit property equally with a faithful and dutiful wife.
It's true that this on the outside can appear unfair, but the law of succession diverges from a common definition of wife and child for an important reason. It's to ensure that those who are dependent on the deceased continue to have a means of livelihood even after he passes. And this is why we have such a broad definition. And of course, in Mwangi's case, what we're saying is if the mistress was viewed by society as their father's wife, then the presumption of marriage arises, and she can inherit as well as Mwangi's mother. And if the children are his biologically, or he had assumed permanent responsibility for them, then they are also entitled to inherit.
Thank you, Akili, and thank you everyone for listening in to this episode of Swala Nyeti. What I get from this is Mwangi, even if you call her mistress, but society considered her your dad's wife, she will be entitled to inherit. Plus, if your father had taken permanent responsibility of the mixed race child, that child too will be entitled to inherit property.
Well, join us next time. We'll have another legal question from Otieno, who asks, can I recover my loan after the person I lent to die?
Can I recover my loan after the person I lent to die? Interesting question. Till next time, from me, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Join us tomorrow for another exciting and informative episode of Swala Nyeti. You have been listening to Swala Nyeti. Special thanks to our layman, Gashau Patrick, and our lawyer, Harry Karanja. If you have a legal question that you want answered, send us a WhatsApp message on 07 08 111 222, or email us at admin@swalanyeti.org. You can find downloads to all our podcast episodes on our website www.swalanyeti.org.